In the mid-20th century, a couple by the names of John and Anna Petrohilos discovered the caves of the Ural. And in these caves, they found bones, stone tools, pots, vessels, and religious items. Further into the caves, in what's now called the Aleotripa, or the foxhole, they found that people had been living there for over 8,000 years. And they had an understanding of the sea, cultivated land, used fire, hunted, had tools that even had designs on them. It was first a trading center, but then became a permanent settlement from about 5400 BC to 3200 BC. At some point in the 4th century, there was an earthquake which closed off the cave, forcing people to start living above land. According to Greek mythology, one of the caves of Mani was actually known as the entrance to Hades. And today, they believe that this cave that they referred to is the cave just north of the Athenaeum. In Mani's ancient history, it was not known as Mani, but rather Thenaria, named after that land at the southern tip of Mani. During the time of the Spartans, the Thenari were joined together with the Spartans, but were not enslaved to them like most of the other people who were ruled by the Spartans. They did, however, offer their sons for battle, in particular with the battles with the Persians. When Sparta began to fall to the Romans, the Thenari aligned themselves with the Romans and even offered soldiers to help Augustus in battle. Because of this, they were able to form their own free society, which the Romans recognized, the League of the Free Lacedaemonians. Laconia is the name of the area of Mani as well as the land just northeast of Mani. It was during this time of the Free Lacedaemonians that Mani first became known for her pirates and mercenaries. This tradition would last for centuries thereafter. And now, after the Romans fell, in 468 AD, the Vandals who had sacked Rome, in their attempts to take over much of the Mediterranean, attempted to take over the Thenaro. And so they landed at the Thenaro, but at Thenaro, they were sent back into the sea.